You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Amen, amen. Good morning, church. My name is Hanley Eugene, and it is an honor to speak to you all today. I am a part of the amazing singles ministry here at the Westside Church, and it may feel a little sparse, but our marrieds ministry is gone this weekend. Hopefully, I'll be at the marrieds retreat next weekend, or next week, or next year. Amen. But it's great to be with y'all. It's great to be with y'all. We've been going through this series called Focusing on Jesus. Focusing on Jesus, which I feel is fitting for the year of 2024. 2024 has been an interesting year, and it might be an interesting week. You know, no matter what happens this week or in the weeks to come, focusing on Jesus is of most importance. Let's open up with a prayer, then we'll jump in. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here as family, God. We pray that your spirit moves in all of our hearts, God. Please remove me and deliver your message, God, knowing that I am nothing and you are great. We love you, Lord. In Jesus we pray. You know, as a congregation, we've been going through the book of John, and we are now in John chapter 2. My bad. Second John. We're in 2 John chapter 1. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 6. It says, "The elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in you, in us, and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." Here in verse 1, we see John referring to himself as the elder. And he refers to God's church as the lady. And the members of God's church, he refers to them as God's children. And he writes to God's children in this opening passage on the topic of truth. There's a lot of talk of truth in the opening of this passage. John writes here four times using the word truth. He says, "Whom I love in the truth, all who know the truth, because of the truth, walking in the truth." All this talk of truth leads me to wonder, what is truth? Like, what is really real for real? You know, it's hard to distinguish what truth is in today's day and age. Social media, you swipe right, see the life you don't have, curated pictures, curated captions, you wonder if it's true. Broadcast news, misinformation. You're watching news and you're wondering if it's propaganda or if the anchor is spinning it, if they're telling the facts, is it true? We live in a time where you have to wonder if your relationships are true. Do people really have your back? What is truth? You know, we can get really philosophical or logical about what truth is. The actual Webster's definition of truth is the quality or state of being true, or that which is true. But the Bible gives us a clear definition of what truth is, or who truth is, amen? In John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus says that he is the truth. Jesus says that he is not only the truth, but his truth is the only way. The world says that there are no absolute truths. In our culture today, the exclusivity of Christ is very offensive. Jesus saying that he is the truth offends other religions. Jesus pointing out that he is the only way and the truth offends people who don't even believe in God. Jesus saying that he is the truth offends people's autonomy. It offends human individualism and human pride. Whatever moral, cultural, ethical, political values you have, Jesus is saying he is the truth and the way. But Jesus isn't being narrow-minded or intolerant. He's simply speaking truth. Jesus is simply saying he is the truth and he is life. So what is truth? The answer is Jesus is truth. You know, if we go back to our theme scripture here, it says, the elder to the lady chosen by God and to her children whom I love in the truth. And not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. All who know the truth which lives in us. I want to ask you a question today. Is the truth in you? Do you know the truth? The opposite of truth is a lie, falsehood, deception, fiction. And we have an enemy that is the father of lies, amen? John 8:44 says that the devil is the father of lies. Speaking about our enemy, in 1 Peter 5:8 it says, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Satan wants to devour you with his lies. He wants to attack your mental health. He wants to destroy your peace. He wants you to live in deception. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. Satan is a hunting machine. You know, I looked up some facts about how lions hunt. ChatGPT. Lions can jump up to 20 feet vertically and 45 feet horizontally. A lion could clear half this court. The Lakers need a lion. They can also run short distances at up to 50 miles per hour. Lions stalk and kill their prey. Male lions can weigh up to 550 feet. My bad. Weigh up to 550 pounds. Lions have large, powerful claws and jaws that can kill with one blow. Satan is a lion looking for someone to devour. He's a skilled liar, great at what he does. Satan has been lying since the beginning. How does one combat a lie? We do it with God's truth. Amen. The scriptures say, the truth will set you free. John 8:32. When speaking about the spiritual armor, in Ephesians 6:14, it says, equip yourself with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. We combat Satan's lies with God's truth. You know, LA is a pretty hard place to live. For some of us, you know, we enjoy it. It's good. But, you know, in LA, you experience a lot of ups and downs. And being vulnerable with y'all, LA, for me, sometimes can be lonely. Hence, I'm not at the marriage retreat. And, you know, just being a single guy here in LA, loneliness can at times grip my heart. You know, there's so much to do in LA, so much fun to have, but you can feel so small and insignificant living in Los Angeles. But I always have to remind myself of God's truth. Amen. I can feel lonely, but God's truth says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. I can feel sad and brokenhearted, but God's truth says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28, 30. I can feel fear and afraid, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. Psalms 23. The truth will set you free. We don't have to be in bondage to Satan's lies. We are conquerors. Amen. Romans 8. Let's continue here in 2 John. Going to be reading verses 3 through 4. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. I want to ask another question today. How is your walk? Are you walking in truth? You know, we live in a time where it's easy to be conditioned by the culture. It's hard to find people who walk what they talk. We live in a time where anything goes, everything's loose, no one has convictions. It's hard to find people who actually stand by what they believe in. You know, J. Cole, a modern day poet, said one time, J. Cole said, "First things first, rest in peace to Uncle Phil." For real. And then he proceeded to explain how there are no role models to speak of in this day and age. You know, these days, it's hard to find people to look up to. Strong men and women who have backbone and conviction. How is your walk? Are you walking in truth? You know, I remember being a young Christian and encountering the truth for the first time. I was in campus ministry in Gainesville, Florida, and I was pretty involved on campus. And as a young Christian, I realized that I needed to show others by the way I spoke and talked that I walked in truth. But it was kind of hard because I was a pretty insecure guy. I was somewhat embarrassed of being an outward Christian. But I ran across a scripture, many of you guys know it, here in Luke 9. It's one of the scariest scriptures in the Bible to me. It says, "Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and the holy angels." You know, this is terrifying. Jesus is saying, when he comes and parts the skies, turns flesh into soul, comes with all his angels, new heaven, new earth, that if you're ashamed of him, he will diss you when he comes. How is your walk? Still today, I always need to evaluate. Am I afraid of walking in truth? Am I afraid of God's truth? Am I afraid of what the Bible has to say around my family, around my friends, around my coworkers? How is your walk? Are you a walking example of truth? When people think of you, do they think sketch? Or when people think of you, do they think that is an upright, loyal, faithful, truthful man or woman of God? Amen. You know, the beauty of walking in God's truth is that our worst days walking with Jesus is better than any day walking without him. Amen. There's only one truth that truly fulfills. The world has all types of truths, but the world will never fulfill. We'll always crave more. More money, sex won't satisfy, relationships won't satisfy, a better job, popularity, power won't satisfy. It'll always keep us craving for more, but God's truth is what will truly satisfy. Are you walking in God's truth? To end off here, I'm going to read verses 5-6. And it says, "And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." You know, John is asking us to love one another. His desire is that God's children walk in love. You know, there's a sister here who called me out one time. She said that every time we get together, all we do is gossip. And she was right. Every time we got together, it was easy to drift into the drama of other people's lives. But that's not love. Gossip can destroy a community. John calls us to walk in love and love one another. It's easy to fall into the patterns of just talking about someone rather than lifting them up and helping them out. Are we walking in love? I heard this quote one time that says, the only difference between churchgoers and those who don't go to church is that churchgoers simply recognize that they're sinners. You know, we're just a bunch of sinners. This is a room full of sinners. Saved by grace, amen. Saved by God's blood. I'm sure that I am not the only one in this congregation spilling tea. And I'm sure I'm not the only one in this congregation who probably needs to have a hard talk with a brother or a sister or a family member or a coworker. I'm not the only one in this congregation probably harboring resentment and bitterness. I'm not saying that the West Side is a bad place. This is an amazing church. I feel nothing but warmth and fellowship every time I walk through those doors. If you're visiting, we don't spill tea a lot. We love you. But truth is being real with where you're at, evaluating who you are, and how do you love. You know, let's build each other up. Let's validate and encourage one another. As a West Side family, let's walk in love and in truth. Thank you.
You've just listened to the West Side Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.